Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago school board candidates have brought in about $1.4 million in cash and in-kind campaign help. That says some groups are trying to make the November election a de facto referendum on the mayor and Chicago Teachers Union. Heavyweight political consultant Hugo Jacobo recently started a political action committee intended to provide a counterbalance to the CTU.
The CTU candidates, they're going to do exactly what they are told to do, right? So we need people that are going to sit there and actually make tough decisions, think about budget and everything that's going on in the city.
Several groups seem emboldened by the strife at the school district, in which the mayor and CTU are in a bitter conflict with the CEO. The CTU has far less money than their opponents, but believes their ground game and message are strong. The CDC estimates 1 in 13 adults in the U.S. are experiencing long COVID symptoms, including brain fog, shortness of breath, and chest pain. Pulmonologists with the Northwestern Medicine Comprehensive COVID-19 Center looked at data from long COVID patients with abnormal lung CT scans. They determined why some patients recovered while others did not. Mark Sala helps lead the center. He says the four-year study found common denominators between cells found in the lungs of long COVID-19 patients and cells that can cause pulmonary fibrosis.
We saw there's really no difference in the cell appearance between those folks, because it means that across several different conditions, there doesn't seem to be much of a difference in the type of cell that's driving that process, meaning a therapy against one would be something helpful for all.
Sala says the findings could be the key to prevent pulmonary fibrosis in the future. There are no current FDA-approved or widely agreed-upon treatments for long COVID. The research was published in Nature Immunology. Last month, the Federal Reserve cut interest rates by half a percentage point, and Chicago's Fed President Austin Goolsbee says they'll continue to drop over the next 12 months. Goolsbee tells WBEZ's Reset this is because the inflation rate is coming down closer to the Fed's targeted number. Also, decreasing interest rates will stop inflation from getting too low.
It's like your bathtub. Yeah. You know, if the water's too hot in a bathtub, you add cold water. But if you fill the tub and the water is how you want it, turn off the cold water,
right,
or else you know what's going to happen. That is, I think, where we are.
Goolsbee says interest rates are closely tied to mortgage rates, which means mortgages could also go down soon. However, he does not expect them to drop as far as they did during the height of the pandemic. Electric vehicle drivers can now charge their cars at newly installed stations in 4 Illinois state parks. The chargers are meant to encourage more people to switch to electric vehicles. Illinois has 120,000 EV owners. By 2030, the state wants to increase that to 1 million. Lisa Clement Stott is with the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. She says a lack of charging stations is a big reason preventing more drivers from choosing electric cars.
Charging fear is real. Range anxiety is real. But here in Illinois, we're continuously working to ensure this will soon be a concern of the past.
The newly installed chargers were donated by EV Box, which is an electric vehicle charger manufacturer based in Illinois. An additional 40 stations will be placed in other state parks and widely used public areas in the coming years. Some other things you should know today. A Cook County program that helps renovate abandoned homes in disinvested parts of the city and suburbs celebrated a milestone yesterday. Officials held a ribbon cutting in Chicago's Auburn Gresham neighborhood for the 2,000th property developed by the Cook County Land Bank Authority. The program buys up vacant properties and wipes out debts or unpaid taxes. Then it sells them to local developers who fix them up and resell them. More than 1,400 ballots have been received so far for the presidential general election in Chicago. According to new vote totals from the Chicago Board of Elections, just over 1,200 were cast yesterday on the first day of downtown voting. So far, the board has received 213 vote-by-mail ballots. More than 200,000 vote-by-mail applications have been made. Today's weather. This morning, we're expecting some rain and partly cloudy skies. Temps should reach the high 60s. But this Saturday and Sunday, we should have mostly sunny skies. That's it for now. Later today,
You go to Hyde Park and you see a person with a bunch of bracelets on. They got on the earth tones with some jewel tones, and they got on the harem pants and the either sneakers or stacked shoes and some wrap or whatever. Their hair is just like up messy in a bun or something. You know damn well that that person is an artist.
Chicago vocalist Manessi is the first featured artist in a new series from our sister station Vocalo. It's called Getting Dressed, and it's all about the Chicago musicians who have standout personal styles. Find that right here later this afternoon. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.